So this week we've certainly had a significant, uptake in teacher and generally school staff absences. And although, we've asked for specific data so that we can, refine the facts and be better placed to respond and to help support to date, we've been told that, that kind of data is either unavailable or unreliable. So based on, what we're hearing from our members, either through emails or the way that our organization, is set up, is that we have our board of directors. And they are, distributed throughout the province. So they also help give us a real pulse of what's going on. But certainly, what we do know is that each school and each community is experiencing the teacher shortage differently. It's depending on the day, who was absent, and the number of positions that are unfilled. I have heard from some teachers and school principals all across the province regarding the number of unfilled absences and the impact it's having not only on student learning, but also on those teachers who are being asked to fill in for absent colleagues.
Could you say more about what that effect is on teachers and students, staff and students in this context of this really overstretched resources, it sounds like?
Absolutely. So it's really a pressing issue for New Brunswick teachers. And, when we have that number of unfilled teaching vacancies, it certainly leads to compromising our ability to provide quality public education. Like I suspect in other, public institutions and employers, staffing is very unsettling and unpredictable for schools right now. So, for example, not knowing how many teachers or educational assistants will be absent from one day to the next puts a lot of pressure on principals who are trying to keep schools staffed and open and running. The principal, vice principal, guidance counselors, resource teachers, are being regularly redeployed into classrooms, which means that they have more added to their plates, and our students who need their help the most, aren't there to get it. We're hearing that students who have made significant gains in their learning are falling behind because they're not being able to get the specialized interventions and support. Teachers are covering for other classes when they should be doing their own preparation work. And so, this then means that they are losing their own opportunities to attend to their own professional duties, which is everything from, planning, marking, their own professional learning, responding to parent emails. For K-8 teachers this time of year, they need time to be completing report cards, and so that becomes compromised. So all these, aspects of a teacher's role are on top of their, their teaching responsibilities. And that is making for very challenging times, in our schools.
Are these absences mostly caused by COVID-19?
I would be unable to, make any predictions on that. Certainly we could make assumptions, but we do not have the data, as I mentioned previously. And certainly, that would be up to public health to get that information, or certainly the employer.
On the question of masks, which has been very polarizing in general, this requirement has been dropped recently, along with all other COVID-19 restrictions in New Brunswick. The indoor universal masking requirement in schools resulting in a petition, as you know, that's garnered over 1,300 signatures asking for it to be this requirement to be extended till the end of April. Does the union have any position on this issue that you've communicated to the province?
Our members, are, split certainly on that. Some are absolutely, delighted to have the freedom to be able to be mask free. It has been, certainly very challenging over the last several months to, be masked the entire time that teachers are in school, as to teach and trying to talk and get out their message. Whereas other teachers certainly want to wear a mask. They feel that they feel safer wearing one. And so at this point, you know, for us, it really isn't a matter of agreeing or disagreeing. It is, you know, what public health has made for recommendations, and schools are following the directives of the employer. And now that the mandatory safety measures have been dropped, it is the choice of school staff to do so.
You know, you made the point that teachers are carrying out the directives they receive from the employer, but how confident do you feel that the government's making the right decision and the precautions that are in place right now are adequate for the safety of your members and of students?
Well, although teachers have, you know, exceptional expertise in education and working with children so that they can learn, grow, you know, we're not public health experts, and we have throughout, you know, the pandemic, we've continued to follow the direction of the employer regarding safety measures in schools. And so we, you know, also, you know, press upon the fact that the employer has the responsibility to keep its staff safe. And we, you know, we continue to impress upon the employer that they need to be doing that, and they need to be listening, you know, and responding when, you know, schools are reaching out and they have, you know, an exceptional number of teachers, staff, students out, and that we trust that public health is investigating to ensure that working and learning environment is as safe as it possibly can be.
That was Connie Keating, president of the New Brunswick Teachers Association and co-president of the New Brunswick Teachers Federation. In an email, Department of Education spokesperson Flavio Nino acknowledged that some schools are dealing with staff shortages. However, he said no schools have been closed since the mandatory COVID-19 restrictions were lifted. CHMA also reached out to the Anglophone East School District and the Department of Public Health on Friday and is awaiting a reply.